All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-055 regarding Mr. Nathan Emery Layton. Do you prefer to go by Nathan or Emery?
I go by Emery, my middle name.
Emery, okay.
Would you like me to shut?
We're in open session, so we can stay open. It's all good. The time is now, let's see, 10:12 on September 29th of 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. We'll go ahead and get started with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel. Yourself, sir?
Brandon Eaton, board staff investigator.
Orlene Nora, enforcement manager.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Jeannie Ray, assistant attorney general.
Thank you. And then EAC members, if you can... Let's mention your names.
I'm Gil Curris on the EAC.
Thank you.
Bruce Payton, I'm principal of Rick Engineering. I'm on the Enforcement Advisory Committee.
Thank you. Ms. Dahl?
Alyssa Dahl, I'm on the Enforcement Advisory Committee, investigator.
Thank you. Mr. Toy?
He's on mute.
I think you might be on mute, sir. We can't hear you.
Doug Toy with the Enforcement Advisory Committee.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Jeffers.
David Jeffers, Enforcement Advisory Committee member.
Thank you. And then we have a respondent as attorney with us. If you guys could state your names. And
Mr. Nathan Emery Layton with Engineer Layton.
Thank you.
And I'm Erica Johnson, attorney for respondent Mr. Layton with Lang & Klein.
Thank you. All right. Just for the record, we did.
Excuse me. I missed the first introduction on the phone was that Miss Manning?
No, that was Miss Ray. She's our board counsel.
I'm looking for her on the list. Okay.
Oh yeah. So Miss Manning, the alleger, was invited. She had indicated that she's not going to be participating. So we're not going to be hearing from her today. Okay, just a few quick things. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it's clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the audio recording so we can know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones will need to be turned off or placed on silent. It's actually more of a warning for me than anybody else. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to also remind any attorneys present that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your clients questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent or alleger answer questions being asked by committee during the interview process, because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will be given an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after the interviews have been completed, but it is not the proper time for legal arguments. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on March 17th of 2022 relating to a grading and drainage plan project at 4550 East Roy Rogers Road in Cave Creek, Arizona, on or about March 3rd of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in the case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I need to ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with the respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you can signify yes or no on whether you're good to move forward or not, it would be greatly appreciated. We'll start with Mr. Patton.
Yes, I'm ready.
Thank you. Mr. Toy? See you nodding your head, but I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jeffers?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Dahl?
Yes.
And Mr. Curris?
Yes.
Thank you. See, fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger, but we don't have her with us today. Then moving on to respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all the interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby. And you will be called in when it's your time for the interview. We don't have any interviews over the phone, so that doesn't... Okay. So being that we don't have a witness or a ledger with us, we'll start off with an interview with respondent and give his attorney a chance to make a statement, and then we'll have deliberations. During deliberations, I'll need to have you two wait in the lobby again when we get to that point, and then we can bring you back in for the ending open session. Okay. Yeah, we're good to move into executive session. If I could get a motion from somebody to enter into executive session, I'd appreciate it.
So move into executive session.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. So it was Mr. Patton motioned and Mr. Curris seconded, and I'll need to do a quick roll call vote. Just yes or no on moving into executive session. Mr. Patton?
Yes.
Mr. Toy?
Yes.
Mr. Jeffers?
Yes.
Ms. Dahl?
Yes.
And Mr. Curris?
Yes.
All right, we are good to move into executive session. It is now 10:15.